Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, founder of Gear Media Studios, podcast and content coach, Passage to Profit co-host, and CMO at Gearhart Law.
That's a big list. Well, welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
And now it is time for Nikki Wake, the inspiring founder of Chapter 2 Dating. She transformed her own heartbreaking loss into a powerful, compassionate community, helping widows and widowers find connection, hope, and their next chapter. So welcome, Nikki. Pretty amazing what you were able to do. So tell us your story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So I was living my perfect life, deliriously happy, married to my soulmate in 2017. And I returned, I was running an event management business, a business I also still run to this day. And I returned home from a business trip. And my husband was complaining of chest pains, and it transpired he was actually having a heart attack. That heart attack, long story short, but that heart attack resulted in a catastrophic brain injury. So he suffered severe brain damage and was left in a critical condition in one-to-one nursing home care for 3 years. Until we lost him, sadly, to COVID in 2020. So a really, really awful period and phase in my life. In 2020, I took on this new label as a widow, which is a club that nobody wants to join and one with the highest admission price. And through that, I actually met this incredible bunch of other widows, my kind of widow warriors, this network through a charity that I was involved with called Widowed and Young. And the widow community is a truly wondrous thing. And through the widow community, I started to heal and find a new way to move forward and to live with grief and accept what had happened in part. You never fully accept and you never, ever move on. You move forward. And I decided, I was chatting to one of my widow friends and she was talking about the idea of a chapter two. So a chapter two in widow circles means your next significant relationship. So it's about when you think about moving forward. And I thought, you know, actually, maybe it is time. And so I'd actually met my husband online in 2002. We were early adopters of the tech. And this was back when you didn't tell people you were dating online. You lied. And so I knew it worked. So I thought, you know what? I'll get myself back online. It'll be fine. Obviously, dating as a 40-something-year-old woman is very different to dating as a 20-something-year-old woman. Didn't get quite the same response. And then the other problem that I had is I downloaded this thing called Tinder. And for those of you who are fortunate enough not to know, Tinder is like the Wild West, right? Mm-hmm. It's full of questionable photographs of appendages and married men, ghostly. I'm trying not to say anything I shouldn't on a. So as a kind of raw, vulnerable widow, I was utterly horrified at this Wild West environment that I found myself in. And I was thinking, there's got to be a better way than this, surely. What I need is I need a widower. Ideally, one who looks like George Clooney, who understands what I'm going through, because it's very complex dating as a widow, because you've got all this guilt. Like, you know, he's dead. He's not coming back. But there's all that guilt associated with the idea that you could love again and or even just, you know, have sex again. And so I thought, well, there must be a website for widows and widowers. And I went online and I went in the App Store and there wasn't. And I went to the Google Play Store and there wasn't. And I'm an entrepreneur. I already run a very successful multi-million pound business delivering events all over the world. And I could smell a business opportunity. And I was like, And then I'm quite well connected. So I know quite a few high net worth individuals. And in the UK, we have this amazing scheme called SEIS, which is if you're a higher rate taxpayer, if you invest in a startup company, a startup tech company, then you get 50% of your investment back in tax relief. And then if that tech startup goes bust, you get another 25%. So all I was asking my potential investors to invest risk was 25% of their investment.
Why can't we do that in the US? I mean,
exactly.
I
just, if you like... did, You know what? If you did it in the US, it would, I mean, the US is really entrepreneurial, much more entrepreneurial than the UK, I would argue. If you did it in the UK, it would put rocket fuel on the fire of your economy. I can't tell you how big a tax break it is and how easy it is to go out and raise money as a result of it. This is a terrible fact, by the way. Only 2% of all funding raised worldwide goes to women.
I know.
As a female founder, I've raised 300 grand really, really easily.
Congratulations.
Through SEIS. And SEIS is in place for up to the first £250,000 that you raise. After that, it drops to EIS, which is the investors get 30% tax relief. So it's still brilliant, right?
That is.
And so I went out and raised cash and I built Chapter 2 Dating.app.
So I want to ask you, is it worldwide then, your app?
So we're live in the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia. So yeah, we have thousands of widows and widowers in the US who have joined us. I've created 4 marriages, 22 engagements, I think, at the last count. And we even had a Chapter 2 baby. Now, I thought we were all about baby-making.
Are you checking the ages of the people joining?
The baby, that's shocking.
Sadly, there are some very young widows out there. So these were 2 of our younger widows who were widowed in their mid-30s, and they have gone on to marry and have a baby. And sadly, they didn't call it Nikki. I thought they should have, actually. But
what is the proportion of men to women on the dating site?
That's really interesting, because most dating sites, if you go on Tinder, it's 80% men and 20% women. They just don't show you know, the inequality. On Chapter 2, we are 65% women and 35% men. And the sad reality of this, gentleman, is that's because you die earlier than we do.
We know. Yeah. I mean, we're not happy about that.
That's because you don't go to the doctors or the emergency room.
Yeah? Would somebody move? Like across the country? Did you have people that relocate?
I've had people move coast to coast. I've had people move to Canada, which may have been political, but also may have been for love. We've got some beautiful love stories to share. I met my current, well, my partner, I have 2 dating apps for widows and widowers. So Chapter 2 is for people looking for serious relationships. And then I realized that some of our widows and widowers were perhaps like myself at that point, not quite ready for a serious relationship, but were looking to scratch an itch, shall we say. So I started something called Widow's Fire, because there's a recognized phenomenon when you're grieving that you ache physical comfort. And I met my boyfriend, who is actually now become my Chapter 2, on Widow's Fire. So yeah, I always said I would never use my own site, but then I thought it's Widow's Fire, it doesn't matter, it's just a one night. One night turned into 5 months.
So which website is more popular, Widow's Fire or Chapter 2?
Well, Chapter 2, because only because Chapter 2 is more popular because I can advertise it on Meta. So we do all of our advertising on Meta. Mark Zuckerberg won't allow Widow's Fire on Meta, so I'm limited.
He seems more open-minded than that. I'm just surprised.
So yeah, because it's classed as an adult site, so we acquire traffic through Chapter 2 and then we cross-sell Widow's Fire product to them.
Got it. So what was the entrepreneurial piece of this like? I mean, was it overnight success? What did you have to do to kind of build it up to the point it's at now?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, as I said earlier in the earlier section of the interview, I've been blessed with an amazing amount of PR. You know, I've been on TV, radio, women's magazines, newspapers almost every week. I have some piece of PR live. I've been on hundreds of podcasts, from business through to lifestyle through to, you know, women's issues, relationships, sex, dating, all of those kind of topics. You know, I'm a complete media tart, and that's helped enormously in terms of growing the brand. I'm loving being back in tech startup world. My events company is 20 years old. I employ 22 people. I don't even know how to log into the back end of our website there. Do you know, that's how far removed I am from the coalface of the events. You know, I turned up a big award show that we were running last week at like 6:25 in the evening in my frock, ready to hand out an award. That's the only piece of that awards I touched. So it's lovely to be back in the weeds. And I think as entrepreneurs, we thrive on the win, don't we? We thrive the dopamine hit of new, exciting, shiny things. And I'm loving being back in startup world and traveling the country. country meeting widows and widowers, because we do a combination of online and also in real life events. So whenever I'm in the States, which I'm there regularly for business, I'll run events in New York or in Florida, or Seattle was the last time I ran an event there. So yeah, I like to get out and meet my community.
So Elizabeth confessed before the show that she went to your website, which I found a little alarming. You know, I'm wondering what kind of plans she has for me.
What's your back?
Your insurance paid up?
Yeah. If she just changed the will, you might want to be a bit suspicious.
Well, you were doing show research, right, hon?
Look, okay, personal story. We lost one of our cats, and we were going to go get one cat, and we went just to look, and this little kitten reached out and grabbed Richard by the arm through the bars of his cage, and we ended up coming home with two kittens, and now we have a lot of cats, I think. We have four cats, but they cannot live without Richard, so.
So I get to live is what you're saying. Yeah. But Nikki, that could be your next project, is a dating site for cats, right?
Cat people, maybe?
I'm sure somebody's done that. I think there is like a...
There probably is. Dating sites for most niches, but I've just recently bought the platform. We were existing on a white level platform. I've now bought the tech, so we will be incubating other dating apps. So anyone who's got a dating app idea and has a community, if they come to me, we'll create them a dating app and host it on our platform on a revenue share basis. So that's a new development for us, which is really quite exciting for both me and my investors.
So what do you do with the events that you hold?
So we do speed dating. People register. And what always happens is we end up with, say, 30 women and 10 men, and the men all go home very happy. So, yeah. But the women love the community aspect. I always say to them, I might not find you the man of your dreams tonight, but I'll find you some very good new friends who understand your situation. And widows bond very, very quickly through the one terrible, tragic thing that binds us, which is shared loss. I always say that the one silver lining to the dark cloud of widowhood is the friendships and the community that you make along the way.
Well, I was going to say, because if, like, Richard and I travel together, I wouldn't necessarily want to travel alone. So do you have people that become good enough friends that maybe they'll go on trips together and things like that?
I went on a widow cruise. That's why I was in Seattle, actually, up to Alaska in the summer. So yeah, a bunch of, I think 50 of us went on the cruise and had a whale of a time, quite literally with whales in Alaska. But yeah, it was great. Yeah, no, and people do. So I set up a not-for-profit company called thewidowcollective.com so that we could give something back to the widow community. Obviously, Chapter 2 is a commercial dating app, but in an ideal world, people come to Chapter 2, find their Chapter 2, and I never see them again. It's a really rubbish business model, because the more successful you are, the less money you make. So you're always trying to fill the top of that funnel. And so we launched the Widow Collective so that we can talk to the entire of the widow community. So we're there to support the widow community in a wider sense. And as and when they're ready to start dating, then they will find out about Chapter 2.
Yeah. So Jim, do you have any comments or questions?
I love it. I'm impressed. She's done everything right. You know, it's going to be an entrepreneurial success. And I love that it solves a huge problem for people who are in a bad situation and bad things happen. So to me, it's an A+ grand slam.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I really have tried to take my pain and turn it into purpose. And I think if I can help other people find some joy, then that really helps me make sense of my loss. It's given me that reason for being and a newfound passion in life. And I genuinely think that my husband would be incredibly proud. He'd be absolutely horrified that I'm discussing our sex life in the Daily Mail on a week. I'm sincerely hoping that he's right about atheism, because if he isn't, I'm in such trouble when I get I cannot tell you. I'll be in for a right spanking. So I hope that I would have made him proud. And it's certainly given me meaning and purpose in life. And hopefully, you know, a nice business I can exit from when Match.com buy me. We'll see.
That'd be nice. So how can people find you? What's the best way?
So the best way to find me, I'm on LinkedIn, Nikki Wake. You'll find me there. You can also find me, this sounds terribly egotistical, but nikkiwake.com is my personal website. I do quite a lot of conference speaking. I've done TEDx talks and things like that. So you can find my show reels and things on there and all my press and PR. Or you can email me, Nikki, N-I-C-K-Y, at chapter2dating.app. and I answer all those personally, and I love to chat. So please do get in touch.
Okay, thank you very much.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing on 40 stations across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.